This is Dr. Rajendra Prasad speaking. Last case report patient Joyce Howard, date of birth is 7/21/1954. Indication procedure was GERD, dysphagia, chronic cough. Person is a colon polyp. Physician was given the magnification and the serology of the blood pressure of some of the studies in the priority. With about the 7/21/1994. So, which I can explain in the third question of the blood pressure of the shaman, the third is the upper chase, the biopsy, class, the hot step on the class, the hot step on the next thing. In so much, you the class, the procedure, and practice, and by the patient, player, which I see. You scribble the occurred by the parents, are exempt to pass the burden of the second exemption, division question of first, it's quite enterprise, not knowledge, and the market side, biopsy, the thing, retrofection, the inside, who are about stuff, a character, the electron, the PCS, great digestion. A non-obstructing Shasky's ring, non-obstructing incomplete Shasky's noted up picture. Patient, a question of tracheolysis to esophagus, a mid-esophagus, and distal esophagus biopsy, we take it rule out. Easily esophagitis, have associated pressure, personal complication, patient, turn around, KY jelly, fried rectum, C-scope rectum, rectum, C-mode, and colon flash, and colon flash, we associate in our picture, coming on sub and down, close in order, fair to take a prep. There was a flat, qualified centimeter, 5 millimeter size polyp, noted at the hepatic pressure. Remove the hard forceps for suspend the post polyp bleeding. There was a pedicular polyp, about 8 millimeter size pedicular polyp noted as the rectus sigmoid. Remove the hard snare for suspend the post polyp bleeding. They say parent out with the physical rectum and intraabdominal bleeding. Persist. Push up into complication. Finally, one question of tracheolysis. Esophagus. Biopsy were taken for so the mid esophagus, distal esophagus, you are easily with esophagitis. Number two, non obstructing incomplete Shasky's ring. Number three, no evidence of esophagitis. Or bad size number four, mild to body reducing gastric biopsy with nasal polyp, number five, proximal examination rule, number six, colonoscopy of cecum, number eight, failure to adequate prep, number nine, pan-diverticulosis, number 10, colon polyp noted at the hepatic flexure, removal of the heart forceps polypectomy, and semi-pedicular polyp noted as rectus sigma, removal of the heart snipers, no post quality of the bleeding. Number 11, hemorrhage recommendation. Away from the esophagus biopsy, if cusp positive, easily esophagitis, so we treat it accordingly. It's a protocol with the fluoride or entercord. Number two, if the biopsy of the esophagus comes negative, easily esophagitis, and then continue the patient proton pump limiter. It's still a proton pump limiter. She's still having the dysphagia, the recommendation of barren swallow, / upper GI, barren swallow, and esophageal motility study for the evaluation. Patient with a chronic cough, recommendation I've seen by the ENT doctor, continuous proton pump, away from the cervicals for helicobacter pyogenes, away from the polypathology, polypathology can be nine, then repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Advice to take high product water, it's too soft, and then it's a 75% preparation, it's a sort of prep. And I'm going to find you right now, patient is a fair to adequate prep. Patient talks to my application and nutrition, please send the copy to the primary care provider, Dr. Vishart, W-I-S-H-A-R-T, Dr. Palansari. The episode was April 29th, 2023. The episode April 29th, 2023. 23rd, 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 23r